Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As the weather continues to get warmer in May, corn and soybean producers in South Dakota are trying to get their crops in as soon as possible. However, flooding, late spring snows, and continued rainy days means many fields are still too wet to plant. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin has more on how planting delays can cause problems for farmers all season long.
Reed Jensen farms around 1,800 acres north of Vermilion, South Dakota. His fields and the fields of farmers around him are saturated with moisture because of wet conditions from last fall and late snows and heavy rains this spring.
So this is an area here that is sitting water. I've never seen one other time it's sat water like this. I think 2011, just in the summer, and it was gone. This water's been sitting here since last year. It's affecting, there's a 20-acre little piece of land here that owned by somebody else. I have a fence line up there, and that's my property. So it's coming onto my side a little bit, but really affecting this 20-acre piece of land. And there's gravel underneath this ground here, but yet the water still stands. It's been here for a year now. That's how much rain we've had right here, so.
A USDA prospective plantings report from March showed that farmers in the U.S. and across South Dakota plan to plant more corn than soybeans this year, possibly due to a continued trend of lower soybean prices. Jensen says he doesn't make planting decisions based on price, but follows a crop rotation. Because of this rotation, this year happens to be a year he will plant more corn. If poor weather conditions continue, producers may have to change the crops they intended to plant. Right now, however, Jensen is optimistic and says there is still time to get corn planted before it's too late.
Well, last year we planted corn up till the 26th of May and had really good crops. So we try to be patient and not get too crazy. We try to stick with what we had, our plans were. If we have to go in anything past June, I would say June 5th on corn at the latest, then we would switch to soybeans.
Jensen says delayed planting can cause a host of problems for producers. For one, planting windows are shortened, which means longer hours out in the field when there is a nice day to plant. Jensen says he calls this the compression factor.
You lose a day and all of a sudden there's so many things that you need to be doing or so many fields that you need to get planted, and you're watching the weather till the next rain event's coming, and you're trying to push as hard as you can and do the best job you can.
Besides causing problems in the fields, Jensen says the unusual wet conditions are also damaging to roads.
Here's a culvert here. We got it's a little bridge where the creek goes through, and we got collapsed. There's a culvert on each side of it, and those are collapsed. So for me, that's going to be an issue because I got to go over to this field back here to farm, and whether sooner or later, this is all whole thing. They need to get them taken out and put either take them out completely, or else get them replaced.
Not far away from Jensen's is Larry Bergen's farm, west of Beresford, South Dakota.
So this is what you see is there's a lot of wet spots of this, and unless it dries up quickly, I would say it's going to be 10 to 20% of my fields I won't touch, if not more, if it keeps raining. As they say, heavy rains. Last year, I was about 20% I didn't get planted, so I'd say it's probably going to be in that same range again this year.
Bergen farms around 1,000 acres, which he splits 50-50 between corn and soybeans. Like Jensen, Bergen is watching the weather and waiting for his fields to dry up just enough so he can get started with spring planting. When I talked with Bergen, his driest field was still too wet to plant.
I've been farming since 1983, and my dad had it before that. That's the wettest it's ever been. Never seen it that wet.
Bergen says planting late in the season not only causes problems in the spring, but has consequences all season long, especially come harvest time in the fall.
You know, after May 1st, probably, your yield potential drops every day. And then there's possibility if you have a cool, damp fall, it doesn't mature enough, and then your you have to dry the corn or it doesn't reach maturity, and then it's November, like we didn't finish till November, well then you risk snowstorms. And you know, there's a lot of guys who are combining in December and January.
Late planting is starting to become normal for farmers in the region. Bergen says this is the fourth year in a row spring planting has been delayed because of wet conditions.
And with that is fourth year of declining, or fifth of declining prices. So as my banker said, your working capital keeps shrinking. And I said, yes, what would you like me to do about that? I mean, yeah, I understand it. And everybody's is. So, you know, I'm a ways away from retirement, but there's guys in their 60s, and, you know, you see your retirement whittling away, and, you know, do you quit your machinery? You have farm sale, your machinery's not worth as much right now because prices are lower. So I think people are kind of in no man's land. You know, what do you do?
For now, Bergen, like Jensen, will do what he can. Both farmers are focused on getting their crop planted as soon as possible. While they aren't planting, they are preparing their equipment, testing their fields, and watching the weather. When there is a nice day and a dry field, they will plant as much as they can for as long as they can. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin in Sioux Falls.